Welcome to Dentists, Implants, and Worms, helping you navigate the world of dentistry one vodka soda at a time. As always, from day one, this episode is brought to you by Boyd's Wine and Spirits on Mount Rushmore Road in Rapid City, South Dakota. The finest selection of bourbon and wine for miles around with cold beer, a growler station, and rock bottom prices. Now, here are your co-hosts, Drs. Justin Moody and Randy Huska.
Welcome to another episode of Dentist Implants and Worms, helping you navigate the world of dentistry one vodka soda at a time. We are live in Las Vegas. I am here with my trusty cohort, Randy Huska.
Hey, hey.
Who was spotted in Chris's lecture. He was spotted by a group of dental assistants behind and then had to have a photo opportunity and stuff.
I'm sure it never gets old.
Well, you know, I've self-proclaimed myself to be his manager, and I figure if I can get
head photographer.
If I can get $3 to $10 every time I take a picture with, I just feel like this is.
I think he'll be set for life.
Yeah. I think I'm good. So we are actually here sitting with a good friend and probably one of the foremost experts in 3D dentistry. I think. Dr. August De Olivia, how are you, man?
I was looking around.
No, oh, yeah, wow.
Thank you.
You're head nerd.
I am definitely nerdy. I'm just glad my wife is into nerds.
With the
VR and AR.
Yes, all this stuff you're doing now.
It's cool stuff. It's next level stuff, but probably not ready for general public yet. But
so tell us a little bit about what you're doing there.
With VR and AR? Yeah, so I started a company. We have a hands-on simulator that uses the Oculus Quest headset. So, you know, from doing, you know, Zoom video stuff, that you can show a procedure, but unless you actually kind of use your hands, it doesn't really seep in. So we developed a way to place implants with the Oculus. So use
VR goggles.
Yeah. Right. Use joystick controllers. You numb the patient up. You extract the tooth. You do an immediate implant. You put in a temporary. So that's one arm. One project I'm working on that we just got funding, so kind of exciting, is basically an XNAV on your face. So we're using AR, so augmented reality, to take a cone beam, put it on the actual patient, and when you're drilling, you can see everything. So you can see the nerves, sinuses, whatever vascular structure you want to isolate in the sinus, teeth roots, buccal plates on the patient. So instead of traditional navigation systems where you're working on a patient but you're looking up on a screen, it'll be actually displayed on the patient. So
you're wearing the goggles?
Yeah.
While you do it.
You got to wear the
That's got to be pretty confidence-inspiring for the
patient. It's definitely a, let's just say it's another form of birth control. But the third way is just traditional AR. So like Snapchat, you got filters. So we can actually position different devices like printers and C-Rex in your room and animate them for posting on social media. So there's a record button. You just record it, show your patients how cool you are with AR.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. tell us about, we are lucky enough to have you doing our digital restorative course for us.
I'm lucky to be there.
And you were there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
How'd the course go?
It went great.
I'm asking actually because I wasn't actually there, so
so what I teach at Pathways is how to restore full mouth implant rehabs digitally. So we all know the traditional workflow, right? You take an impression, you get these jigs, then you take another impression after you loot the jigs together. There's lots of steps involved, and what a lot of let's just say dubious internet personalities would lead you to believe that all you do is whip out your scanner and start scanning stuff and voila, you get a hybrid. And what we found is the accuracy of that is just not there.
The cross arch.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you could be the best surgeon in the world and place 12 implants on a patient. But if the restoration is not passive, they're all going to fail. And so that's why we go through jigs and all that jazz. So we use a combination of the C-Rec Prime Scan and something called photogrammetry, which is a augmented reality device using these weird domino scanners. You've probably seen them. And it records the implant position with a cross-arch deviation of about 20 microns. So a traditional C-Rec scan is 150 microns. And you may say to yourself, well, 150 microns, that's not bad. That's like two human hairs, right? But when we're dealing with multi-unit screws that are so small, that amount of deviation is the tightness you feel when you try to crank it down. So we can get it so there's just a completely passive hybrid. And that's what I teach.
Yeah. What do people need to know about?
So you can go go from that to sending that away and having them send back an STL to print.
Yeah. So
your interim.
You can do it one of two ways. So you can print it yourself, or you can have them make a PMMA provisional to try in to make sure it's all good.
Sure.
I think that you guys doing hybrids for as long as you have know that, you know, once you put the PMMA in, the patient might say, well, I show too much gums or the fin line's off or whatever. So we like to work out all those problems in either the 3D printed or the PMMA provisional and then go to final. So we do hybrids in three appointments. So first day scanning, second day deliver whatever provisional you're delivering, final after that.
So I have to tell you, I went to Wisconsin to
go to all the cool places.
Yeah, I know. It was the Wisconsin Dells. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And the Apex Laboratory sent me up there, and there's about 120 docs in there, and they were asking me to talk about full arch, and I was like, you know, I talk about the surgical phases and this, but I threw your slides in there at the end. I say, hey, like you need to see what's really cool, you know, that what August is teaching down a pathway, because it was a shameless plug, obviously.
Yeah, but, of course. I appreciate that. I appreciate being employed, so thank you.
But it was, I showed them, and there was probably about a third of them were CEREC users in there, and yeah. I was going through it, and like, you know, I was like the. You know, August is going to become famous for the word squiggles.
Yeah.
And
I can't think of a better word than squiggles. I've tried, you know, people call it like sigmoid, whatever. It's like it's a fucking little squiggly.
So, and yeah. I was listening to the main stage this morning, and there was a doc on there. He was talking about the stuff, but like he was like, well, it's kind of hard to catch this and that. And I was like going, I wanted to say, why don't you just throw some goddamn squiggles up there?
Yeah.
Like if you just put, because what he was showing, like I was like, if he had just put the squiggles and a little on the palette and stuff, like it would have been.
Yeah.
It would have been an easier scan than what he was kind of struggling. Like he got it, but like it was, and I was just like going, like I remember when I was showing, you know, the docs in Wisconsin, because I, you know, we probably had a third of them that like. You know, didn't know what an implant was, so they were checked out on their phones. And then you had the others were like, I don't really understand. And then the other third was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the light bulb went off. It was like, that's how you get
that. That's how you get it
that.
Together.
And then I remember someone had said, okay, but like, tell me like how you do this, and then what happens when you have a cant, and how do you relate that to the laboratory? And then I ended with that bellus where you put the teeth in the person's face, and I was like that's what your lab tech needs to see, is like the cant is here, they need to go on exocad or whatever, and
their face is there,
and change it, and like that tech, it's here, like you're doing this,
it's a dollar. Bellus 3D is a dollar. You know, it's so funny because dentists are so cheap. They're like, it's not really free. It's a dollar. I'm like, it's a fucking dollar.
It's free.
So, but I think for the listeners that don't know what squigglies are, I think that as important as the passive fit of the restoration is getting the patient's bite. Because, you know, I've done hybrids where they come in and it fits passively, but I'm grinding on zirconia for 2 hours. So what the squigglies do is we take the patient from a converted denture, and then the squigglies, which are composite markers on the patient's gum.
So easy that I can do them.
Yeah. And then...
You know, he said that pretty quickly,
yeah,
actually.
I that came out a little too quick. I didn't mean it like that. But the squigglies relate the actual scan body scan to the pre-op bite of the patient. So we not only get that passively fitting restoration, but we've taken that patient's vertical and transferred it to the scan bodies. And, you know, people try to, like, do without it, right? And they're saying, oh, well, you know, we can use the Rugi and stuff. But the thing is, it takes a minute.
And it's still mobile tissue.
Yeah, it's mobile tissue. But, I mean, you slap on some bonding agent on the patient's attached gingiva. You put a couple of composite dots. It takes 2 minutes. And then when that patient comes in, and I'm sure the pictures you showed, what I do is I take what ProSmiles gives me on their exocad screenshot of the occlusion, and then I take a picture of what the occlusion looks in the mouth, and it is exactly the same.
Yeah.
And there's been times where I have forgotten to tell the assistants at Pathways to put high-speed handpieces in the operatory because we just don't adjust the occlusion. It's so perfect. And that's a combination of the technique and also a combination of ProSmiles that really pays attention.
So you really have nothing to do with it.
Nothing. There. Yeah. I sit in the back. on the internet. You know, I do nothing. So.
Yeah. So from a, you know, from someone that, you know, that's what I used to do for a living is full arch.
Yeah.
You know, and hundreds of them. And you hit the two things. Like there are two things that either made your life miserable or you wanted to go buy your, you know, Jeremy at ProSmile a bottle of expensive whiskey, and that is it passive or not? And I feel that the photogrammetry gives you that, like, or gives you a much better chance of having passivity than not.
Yeah.
And then the other, you know, is the bite.
Yeah.
Like, and truly, when you talk about full arch, the hardest is the bite.
Yeah.
It like with like. Hands down, it's the hardest thing to capture because you got to put them in some fucking putty or like or you know wax rims and a wax then wax setup and like all you know all these things. Well, like the challenge is for me like now I teach like the challenge is like okay, you need to really nail the patient's aesthetics in your converted in your treatment denture.
Yeah,
because if you do that. Like, if you convert that denture day of surgery and you like the position of 8 and 9 and the smile or whatever, like, your job is so easy because, like, it's easy. Squiggles, scans, like, photogrammetry, deliver a PMMA that probably is – let me ask you this. So you get the PMMA back, and what if you got to grind – like, what if you got to grind yourself into occlusion with PMMA? Like, like you're not going back to the beginning. Like, can you grind on the PMMA, take that scan, and then have the lab
– You can. Yeah.
Superimpose that?
Yeah, what you need to do is you don't have to do the iMetrix scan again, but you just stick the squigglies on real quick, and then it actually uses BioHorizons healing caps on
on the MUAs.
So screw those on, scan them again. I mean, that should take you about a half an hour, and then you're good.
Okay, so you would make whatever occlusal adjustments you need to the PMMA.
Yeah.
And then you basically just do the scanning process with them in, with the squiggles, and without them in.
Nope. Well, actually, all you do is put the squiggles on. So what would happen is the patient would come in, you try in the PMMA, for whatever reason the bite's off. Grind that sucker into occlusion, get them cool.
Right.
And then put the squigglies on, rescan the hybrid in the patient's mouth, take it out, quickly rescan.
Oh, yeah, because you got to reorient the...
Yeah.
Yes.
And so you can't just do it. I mean, if you want to go back to where the lectures are and they're like, yeah, I can line it up and stuff, that's cool. But again, it's a two-minute procedure to put the squigglies on. And then you're golden. So
you're live.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're live. Say something.
Hello.
Yeah, you're live. Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah. Well, I just think that, I just think what the system that you've got, and even the more we get it dialed in. And like what I love about, like, I think your course is dialed in now. I think this is your wheelhouse in here.
Yeah.
In because not that you're not good at like single units and things like that, but Chris can teach him how to do that on the Sarek.
Yeah, and you know what? I think it's really good what we did at Pathways, because we went from a big bucket of digital stuff, like single unit crowns, whatever, hybrids. And so we got doctors on one spectrum who've never placed an implant.
Right.
And then we've got some hybrid people. So now it's just hybrids.
Right.
So, yeah, it's definitely dialed in.
And it's probably the biggest growing segment in implant dentistry.
I think so.
Yeah, is that. Yeah. So I can't. Like, you know, the system is so easy, I can use it. Like,
yeah, and I think that what we need to do at Pathways is work on conversions. So rather than doing a converted denture, we bring in the iMetric, we use TADs or tacking screws instead of squigglies, and then be able to print right there when the patient's sitting around.
Tell me, we just had John Cox here from Sprint Ray.
Oh,
have you used his new resin, the X resin?
I haven't. You know, my practice is rich LA people with a lot of teeth. And so I get my
you gotta come slum it over here with us in Phoenix.
I go to Tempe with people with jacked up teeth to do it. So I haven't had a hybrid in my practice to try it on, but I'd really like to at Pathway.
Well, John, we were talking about, like, we want to work on a workflow that, you know, we can get the residents to do or whatever, because, you know, for the price of that material, which is very inexpensive, and it could be, as long as we don't have a bunch of big cantilevers, like, we could call, we could use that as a definitive restoration.
Yeah.
I think without, in certain situations.
Yeah.
Because if we could do that, you know, we could do a lot more fixed than we do.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, I need to test more.
Correct.
I mean, over time, I've done hybrids with 3D printing from various manufacturers that have claimed PMMA strength. So
it is a claim that I'm skeptical of as well.
I mean, but I love Sprint Ray, and I know that they're the real deal.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to do that. And I think that what we need to explore too at Pathway is direct to multi-unit and high-based.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah. And I think that if we do that, the cost will be $20 hybrid.
That's those little
rows. The chimneys.
Yeah, not the other one, which I won't mention.
Yeah.
But the Rosen screw, it's pretty brilliant if you think about it. I mean,
because there's no tie base or nothing. It's just
nothing.
Just right onto the multi-unit.
So a lot of people have been reluctant to go direct to multi based on the Procera all zirconia screw retain restoration. So the internal connection was zirconia, regular screw, you crank it in there at 30 newton centimeters and the whole thing cracks. So the way Rosen screw works is it's a V, and the way that it comes in is you hand tighten it, you don't torque it down, and the fact that it's this wedge is that it comes in and it doesn't induce those zirconia or 3D printed resin related fractures. So I think that, yeah, we can definitely get to go from mainly over dentures to mostly fixed to Pathways.
I think as we dial that in, like, I think that'll become just like the standard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what a difference we could make in people's lives.
Yeah. And charge them the same.
Yeah, for sure.
Charging the same, and they've got a fixed restoration. So
yeah, I agree. You know, so what? You made the quick flight over from
LA. Yeah.
Are you here for the day, or are you?
No, I'm here till Sunday. My wife had a last minute; she had to go on a business trip, and I figured, well, I'll be parking my butt in front of the TV for 3 days from Friday to Sunday. So I thought I'd come here and hang with you guys.
That's perfect.
Because I'm a giver.
Yes. Did you? Well, you just have a lowly attendee badge. Like, you don't have one of those VIP ones.
No. Actually, you know, it's funny. My digital enamel has a booth.
Oh, yeah.
So
I
think we got this from the booth.
I have yet to run into Todd.
We've got, like, a booth, but it's, like, off to the side.
Well, I know where the booth is, but I've dropped by several times and talked to the girls, and then he's been off.
I think he keeps texting me. So.
Let
me figure out where he is.
Well, man, I appreciate you stopping in, checking on the podcast. I am dying of thirst with some sort of cocktail in it. Yeah.
I think they're having a reception in the exhibit hall.
Now?
5 o'clock, something like that. I just got a text.
It's 5 o'clock now.
And this podcast is over. So,
thank you.
From Dennis Implants and Worms in Las Vegas, we are headed to the cocktail hour. Take care.
That concludes another episode of Dentists, Implants, and Worms. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for telling a friend and throwing 5 stars at us on iTunes. Catch you on another episode. And don't forget the fireball. Cheers.